Well, hello there, and welcome to my Almost Midlife Crisis. I'm your host, Jennifer Mathis. This podcast is about getting older and hopefully a little wiser. As the years pass, we have the ability to look at our lives with the benefit of hindsight. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about things we wish we would have done in our 20s, but didn't. So if you've ever had a, I wish I knew that, or I wish I would have done that sooner moment, then this one's for you. Before we get started, can I just say that the term hindsight 2020 almost seems to have a different meaning now considering the year 2020? Maybe it's just like the collective PTSD around the year that no one wants to speak about, but it just feels like maybe we need to rethink the term now that we have a year that was such a disaster. Anyway, one benefit of getting older is our ability to look back with more clarity than ever possible when we were actually in the moment. And I was on Reddit the other day and I saw a great conversation around the topic where someone asked, "What's something you wish you had done in your 20s but didn't?" So some of the answers were as expected, like traveling more, getting my master's, or taking a gap year, or becoming financially literate. Some were more personal, like not making decisions based on what my mom wants, or not judging myself for having sex, or not marrying the love of my life and moving to a new city to have it all fall apart. Ouch. Clearly, some regret coming out of those answers. But it got me thinking, how would I answer this question? And what would I have done then, knowing what I know now? So first, I guess I just wish I wasn't in such a rush to grow up. In my 20s, I kept looking ahead. I kept trying to get to the next step. And maybe I wasn't always fully enjoying where I was at the moment. I prioritized graduating college in 4 years rather than doing a study abroad semester. And I always wanted to do a study abroad. I always wanted to live abroad. And I really should have taken advantage of that program when I had the chance. I remember I looked into it, but it was like it didn't really fit within my major and it would have taken me outside of that 4 years and it cost additional funds from my tuition. And I really didn't want to ask my parents for it. And to be honest, they probably would have paid for it, but I didn't even ask, which is something shocking because I'm not really known for being a shy person. but I didn't even ask. And, you know, and then from there, I graduated in 4 years and I went straight into the workforce instead of taking any time off in between and just enjoying being 21. And granted, to some extent, I'm probably reaping the benefits of that choice now. But looking back, I probably would have prioritized even like 6 months just to go travel or stay in a hostel and backpack like just a little bit before starting work, which would then be my life for the rest of my life, or at least retirement. You know, I've never stayed in a hostel. And a lot of people say, oh, like, why would you want to stay in a hostel? But to me, it was just like a way to travel cheap and, you know, and you get to go to a lot of different places and not carry a lot of stuff with you and meet different people. And I kind of wish I would have done that at some point just to experience it for myself. Because once you get on that work hamster wheel, it's really hard to get off. Then you have to always consider if taking any time off would have a negative impact on where you are currently in your career path. Especially in advertising, because things change so rapidly in this space. It seems like even taking a couple weeks off, you come back and there's like new news, there's new platforms, there's new data privacy rules and all of that. So imagine taking a year now. It just gives me anxiety thinking about taking 3 months off for maternity leave at some point. Like I'm going to completely forget how to do my job. I just wish I would have taken some time for myself and traveled more before I locked into that career path. Or I wish I would have taken the time to get my master's. I always loved school. And I was like one of those people that was just naturally good at it. I was good at testing. I was good at retaining information. I was definitely one of the lucky ones like that. But once I was done, I was so happy to be done. I didn't even consider a master's. But now, you know, sometimes I think it would be great. Like the idea of getting, you know, a higher education would probably be beneficial, et cetera. But like the idea of going back to studying and finals is a really hard concept to get back into. And going back to my previous point, it would be really hard or damn near impossible to do that on top of my job. I've definitely seen people take a break to go get a master's and then return to the workforce. And so that's an option. But to be honest, and maybe this is the millennial in me, but the thought of losing a paycheck for 2 years while I take on a substantial amount of debt gives me more anxiety than maybe the degree is even worth. And I think that goes back to like that idea when we all grew up that you got to get a steady, good paying job and then you got to keep it. I don't know why I like take on that voice when I say that, but that was how it was. It was get that paycheck. And wow, like what a different mentality than some of our younger cohorts right now, right? Like we were all about like go get that paycheck as the number one goal. And now it seems like that's definitely not a top priority. And I can't say I'm mad at it either. Travel is definitely something I wish I did more in my 20s. Like I said, I've never stayed in a hostel, never. I'd never couch surfed my way through anything. And at this point in my life, I'm way too bougie to do that. Like I'm not even trying to stay in less than a 4-star hotel at this point in my life. But back then, I would have hit up that hostel or Motel 6 and I would have been just fine exploring. I do wish I would have prioritized travel more in my 20s, especially now knowing how much I love to travel. It's literally my favorite thing. If I won the lottery and I didn't have to work anymore, I would just travel. Like I want to see every corner of the earth. I want to try all types of food. I want to experience every culture I can. And I want to spend enough time in each place to really get a sense of it, not just like the highlights. And it seems impossible to see everything I want to see in my lifetime. So I just wish I would have given myself like another decade to get a jump start. Instead, I didn't really start traveling until I was probably 30. I mean, I did here or there, but not really start traveling until when Christian and I started dating. And thankfully, we share that like wanderlust and passion for exploring. It's actually one of the first conversations we had when we met, and we've been all over the world together since. And it's probably been the hardest part about the last 2 years because I feel like I've wasted 2 good years of potential travel because of COVID. We went to Morocco in January 2020, which was amazing and would definitely recommend it. And then we went to Hawaii in July 2021, and that's it. And honestly, like that's not enough. I am dying to get back into it. And if I could go back, I would have set aside even just a little bit so I could explore more. Even if it was by myself, that's another thing that held me back. Because when I was in my 20s, I was independent. Like I lived on my own. I didn't pay for college, but after college, I paid for everything myself. But I would very much also believe that traveling was not something I could do by myself. Like I didn't believe it was safe for me to do alone, and I didn't trust my own abilities to be able to get myself out of situations, which really wasn't giving myself enough credit because, I mean, I got myself out of a lot of situations growing up. And I'm also a natural born problem solver. I would have been just fine, but I didn't have that self-confidence in my 20s that I do now. Which brings me to my next point. I wish I would have been more self-confident and had more self-love in my 20s. I wasted so much time caring about what other people thought and trying to impress others and being hard on myself. Like I look back now and I wish I would have just like chilled out and believed in myself more. It wasn't until recently that I started to give myself a break. Like all growing up, my mantra was no one's harder on me than me. But as I've gotten older and realized that actually people can be really hard and unforgiving. So it made me realize that if I can't give myself a break, why would I expect anyone else to? The benefits of growing older is that we grow, learn, and evolve. Well, some of us. This growth gives us the gift of hindsight 2020. But I want to be clear, having hindsight into what we would have done differently doesn't have to mean that we're having regrets. And I would encourage you not to look at it that way, because there's no way you would have had the knowledge you have now back then to make different decisions. Also, if you're like me, if someone would have given you that advice, you would have ignored it anyway. So don't think of it as regret, and instead use it as reasons to appreciate where you are now. Having hindsight means that you've grown and you've learned enough to facilitate the benefit of life. You understand more now, and therefore you can look back with different perspective. Hopefully it also means that you can look forward and make different decisions now, so in another 20 to 30 years, when you're asked this question about your 30s and 40s, you have less you would change. Because at the end of the day, we all make mistakes. Everyone can look back and live in the what-ifs and should-haves and could-haves. Yes, everyone. But not all of us can honestly say that we're willing to look at ourselves now and have the courage to prioritize what makes us happy. So no matter how you answer the question, what's something you wish you had done in your 20s but didn't, before you start to dwell in the past, maybe you should be asking yourself, what's something you want to do in the next 10 years? And then make a plan to do it. Thanks so much to everyone for listening. Please leave a review and share with others. You can sign up for the written version on my blog, myalmostmidlifecrisis.com. And you can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Until next time.